Hey, Corey, this is Mike Reno calling Ocean 100 FM.
Mike, what is happening?
Just giving you a call. I thought we might want to talk about this up-and-coming concert in April.
I would love to talk about that. And first up, I have to say this is awesome. And I sent my family a note that I was going to get a chance to chat with you. And my brother's like, ask him if, after all these decades of making music and touring, he's still loving every minute of it. So I figured that would be a great...
You know what? You could tell your brother... We are loving every minute of it still.
He was like, Mutt Lange wrote that song, which he didn't realize at the time. So let's talk a little bit about some of the history of you guys and your music from those early days.
That's really the only song we ever picked up. We were looking for one more song for the album, and we kind of heard it. He played it for us over the phone. Now, I don't know if some of you people remember this, but this is before cell phones, before email, before any of this. So we had to, like, he had to play a recording holding the phone up in his studio, and we listened to it on the telephone, put it on the speakerphone. You know, that was the big high technology at the time. And then we just basically picked the song apart, walked in the studio and recorded it, and that's the way you got it right there. And that was a great addition to that album.
Oh, man. Let's talk about the process, because I've been in radio for a long time, and I remember the old tapes and reel-to-reels and vinyl, and now it's like digital and downloaded, and it... I don't know, parts of it seem easier, but what was it like back in, like, when it was the real deal?
Well, back in the day when we recorded the real deal stuff, you had to get it right. You know, there was no fixing stuff. If it's recorded, it's recorded, so you just record it again until you get it the right feel, the right lyrics, the right tempo. So it took a long time, you know. It took a lot longer. We would do a song maybe 10 times. Nowadays, you play a song twice, you could fix it in the mix, or you could fix it digitally, you could move it around. I don't know if people realize this, but it's a lot easier to record nowadays than it was in the old days. So you had to have some real talent back in the old days, which we had, thankfully. Well, the Loverboy's got a smoking band, that's for sure.
Oh, man. And when you took it out on the road, it was the same thing, right? You had to recreate the magic on stage.
Well, you know what we did, Corey? We didn't overdub much. We didn't, you know, when the guitar player stopped, he played a lead, and when the lead stopped, he was back on rhythm. And that's kind of, and I remember talking to our producer, Bruce Fairbairn, at the beginning, and Bob Rock was twisting the knobs, doing the engineering, and I said to the guys, if we, you know, layer 18 guitar tracks, you know, when we go live, it's not going to sound great. So I suggest we just keep it real simple. And that's kind of how we kept it the whole time we recorded. And then we can, you know, reproduce it live.
Man, now, over the years, accolades and awards, and I was, you know, doing my research for the call today, and you have an amazing presentation from the Top Gun soundtrack that caught my eye. And I'm curious, in all of the awards and accolades, do you guys have, like, a special place to display them, or are they kind of all over the place?
You know what? Everybody's got everything all over the place. I don't put any of my stuff up. I just throw it in the storage room, and that's the way it is with me. I appreciate it. I'm glad we did it all. I'm glad I have it all. But I've never been one to hang it all up. Some of the guys do, but I don't. I look into the future, and I just try to keep it moving and be present and, you know, live for the present.
Let's talk about the new single and the new video and the music you've been creating over the last little while.
You know, we had to cut that last single we did separately because of the COVID rules that were out. Nobody could get together. We couldn't go into a studio. So we basically got a bed track going, drums, bass, guitar. Then we sent everything around to everybody, added things. They would add their vocals. I did my vocals and I'd send it back. We did keyboards. He did his keyboards and he sent it in. And then Paul mixed it all up and sounded really good. But it's not our favorite way to record, I'll guarantee you that, because we're kind of the people that, like I told you earlier, yeah, we like to get in the room and make the noise, you know, make the sounds ourselves, rather than have it all recorded and sent via internet, which is, you know, not really the funnest way to do it. But it got the job done during COVID, that's for sure.
Yeah, now you guys are on the road, and you've toured with a lot of crazy, like, REO Speedwagon and Styx. Do you have, like, a favorite tour or memory?
Absolutely, I do. We had to, on the last tour, we skipped a couple of shows in Texas because a couple of the guys got COVID and we weren't supposed to hang out with everybody else. So we had to stay away from the state, you know, from the tour for a couple of days. And I remember I was sitting around my house and I got a text. And in the text was a video of Styx singing Love and Every Minute of It live in Texas, the show we missed. And then REO Speedwagon came on for an encore and played Working for the Weekend. I thought that was a real honor. You know, I really got a kick out of that.
That is incredible. And you're going to be on tour. Kim Mitchell is part of the show here in Summerside, and looking so forward to it. Looking back and then comparing it to now, do you think it's easier or harder for artists to kind of get introduced to music because of so many different streams of where music comes from now?
I think there's a lot of places people can get music now, so it's probably even a little better than it used to be. Getting it and listening to it, you can try things, listen to stuff. Back in that day, you used to have to buy everything. Nowadays, you can pretty much just get on a subscription program or listen to FM radio, which you always have. I mean, the whole rock and roll thing was all about FM radio. I mean, FM was what, you know, it was all about. It was amazing, and it still is. But there's so many places you can get music nowadays, I think way more than there used to be. So that's kind of, I think it's opened up.
Yeah. Now, as a radio guy, and I know for like, since I started, it's like, oh, video is going to get ready. Like, but it always comes down to heartfelt stories and things that people can relate to. And I think that's what Loverboy's music has done all of this time and continues to do into the future. Is it a weird honor to...
Yeah, we write for the common man. We're common people ourselves. We're just regular guys doing a regular thing. We do a crazy job for a living. We travel around in tour buses and play rock concerts, but that's all we've ever known, so we find it as a normal type situation.
Yeah.
We love to play in front of people, so that's, you know, we got a great job.
It's awesome. And do you find it weird when people come up and they're like, you know, this song means this to me? Like, what is that impact like when you... kind of take a moment and just think about the impact of the music and the words that you guys share?
You know what it is? I originally, when we started writing songs for ourselves, I understood right off the bat that everybody would take it differently. You know, Turn Me Loose means different things to everybody. Working for the Weekend is pretty much the same for everybody because we're all working for the weekend. You know, everybody's got a job and the weekends are usually times to have fun. But a lot of the songs that we wrote, we knew that everybody would take it differently. You know, some people broke up for a relationship. Some people quit a job. Some people, you know, got into doing different things in their lives, and Turn Me Loose was the way to do it. And they just decided to do it their way or no way at all. So we kind of knew it would be taken that all kinds of ways. And, you know, it still is. So that's cool.
Awesome. Mike Reno, thank you for this time. Can't wait for the show in Summerside. And, safe travels, and we'll see you very soon.
Okay, Corey, it's really been a pleasure talking to you.
This has been awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'll see you at the show.
Bye for now.